Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I want to go back to road safety, and this is a man joins me in studio now. We've spoken many, many times over the years about road safety. I think ever since shortly after his beloved sister Donna was killed on the roads, you've become what I would have called at the time, Neil Fox, a reluctant campaigner.
Yeah, that's a very good description.
But you stuck with it. You would never do this. We'd never be having this conversation if it wasn't for what happened to Donna.
I think that everybody comes into road safety from different angles, and some of us come from a more personal side, and we have to work with people, other stakeholders who perhaps don't have that direct experience with a loss on the roads. But I suppose people like myself and others in groups like Park or Irvid, Irish Road Victims Association, and others like Albert Toomey and other people I would know here in Cork, I suppose we try to add to the conversation as best we can. Mm. And just as we're speaking here this morning in Dublin in the Garda headquarters, the Road Safety Authority and Garda Síochána, and I think the minister is there as well, are launching the campaign for this particular period and the weekend as well. Mm. But it's more a long-term thing, and they're calling it time to talk. I think we should be doing a little bit more than talking, to be honest. Mm. But I appreciate the work that they are doing at the same time. And I am conscious of the fact that a new ad has come out, as we heard earlier on the show from Jack Chambers, the minister, discussing
it. They form a death notice.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
It's eye-catching, mm-hmm. and people will go, oh, look at that. But I'm not too sure, will these campaigns have any... Like, we've got... this is the 2nd of May. There are 70 people dead on our roads. If that were to be... Mm-hmm. If you like, extrapolated, to use the mathematical term, we'd have 210 people dead on our roads by the end of the year. That's not acceptable in 2024.
Well, it's regressive, and I think that there are certain things we can pinpoint very clearly. In 2018, 2019, we started to see a dramatic improvement mm-hmm. in terms of fatalities, deaths on our roads, and injuries. And also there was huge momentum within government, within the cabinet, under the then minister for transport, Shane Ross.
Yeah.
And Maya Murdoch at the time was the CEO of the Road Safety Authority. Now, by coincidence, we might say, both left in around the same period, 2020-ish, I think. I know he left in 2020. Obviously he wasn't voted back, and the new government and that, and Maya would have left around that period or shortly thereafter. COVID happened around that period, shortly after that. And during COVID, there was a lot of lacklustre attitude towards road safety in Ireland by the authorities. When I say that, I mean by the Road Safety Authority and the government itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could say that was, because there was other issues going on, but we very quietly saw just to be a little bit technical, the cabinet minister is no longer over road safety in a direct way.
It's a junior minister.
Yeah, who is very good, I have to say. I've met Jack Chambers, and he is, in my opinion, an improvement on Hildegard Nocton in that role. No disrespect to her, but I didn't find her very engaging in the issue. And I think that, like, we do need somebody with a bit of fire in their belly in government, and I'm glad that he has a bit more energy. However, I think I spoke with Micheál Martin briefly after a meeting with Minister Chambers. Just by chance, I met Micheál Martin. He was Taoiseach at the time. He wasn't the Taoiseach then. And I mentioned to him, like, that the meeting went well, and I said, I would really love to see you push and within Fianna Fáil to do the same as you did for the smoking ban. And I've seen other people mention it since as well in other contexts. As in, what I mean by that is to be progressive and not to, you know, to go out on a bit of a limb with this, because there is a huge problem within politics. People do lose votes, unfortunately, over taking a stand on road safety. We've seen that, and I think there's a fear. Maybe we haven't seen it so much. There's one or two maybe more public casualties of it. But maybe there's a fear among, especially in local politics as well, that, you know, that if we're seen to be, you know, going very hard on drivers or that, you know, so there's an element of maybe it's, you know, because I think the public, the younger public especially, I think have maybe slightly more nuanced view of the roads. I suppose my fear is that they, in the last 4 years, that the RSA and the Department of Transport and to Garda Síochána in a different way have sort of, we saw it pretty much on prime time, I think, a couple of weeks ago. They've lost the public. They've lost a lot of public buy-in.
Listening to people calling the show
from
day to day, Neil, I think I'd have to agree with them, because the RSA... in the last couple of months in particular, a lot of pushback against the RSA. People saying things like handing out high-vis jackets to kids is doing nothing about road safety. And stepping back from... They seem to be stepping back, I think, from the actual situation out there that we have 70 people dead.
I think as well that I'll just quickly go into the high-vis, because it's something that I've complained about myself recently. And, like, you'll know that I'm not anti-high-vis at all. However, I don't understand why kitting children out head to toe in high-vis gear in broad daylight on footpaths is a focus of their campaigns. I don't understand that. I think the public deserve more. I think children deserve more. I will say that I am a bit encouraged. I'm more than that. I'm very encouraged by both the Gardaí and the RSA recently in coming, getting younger voices involved. But that's a very recent thing. And when I say younger, I mean like the teenagers up to 23, 24. Yeah. So there are some things there, and I think that's good. And I think Liz O'Donnell brought that idea in herself, and then the Gardaí have done something similar.
Well, the guards at the moment, we talk a lot about on the programme, because this shocking statistic that I got from a member of the GRA recently, that we had 10 years ago in Cork, we had 40 members in the traffic corps. Now we have 20. That's backwards. Now we have a half an hour. Do you think this half an hour a day thing, for example, will work?
It's interesting that happens, obviously, you know. You know, I think I'm right in saying that some in the GRA aren't that impressed by that. I suppose that it's trying to be seen to do something. There is a lot of issues with An Garda Síochána at the moment, in terms of the leadership, with Drew Harris. I'm not going to comment personally on that. I don't know enough about it myself, but there's a lot of discontent within, and morale is very low within An Garda Síochána. So we've to be, you know, it is, what can you say? Like, the numbers are down in general. However, what if government was to put road safety as the priority, which the new Simon Harris has said he's going to do, we need to see that happening.
See it happening.
You know, and I'm not sure like a half an hour here or there and one shift or not. I'm not really sure on that. I don't think many people are convinced on that.
I think a lot of guards, ordinary guards on the ground.
I think they are.
Share your view.
I think
you were unimpressed recently with a primetime interview that the head of the RSA did. You sat there, I think, with your head in your hands.
The CEO, to be clear, yes, Sam Wade, I'm referring to. I watched that. Yes, I don't know what to say on that one. It was really bad. I think it's important to remember that a person in that position is there as a paid professional. they're representing an organisation, and the public have a right to feel that they're, you know, that they're on top of their game, or if they're not on top of their game, are willing to say, look, we've made mistakes recently. We're going to try and see what we can do. You know, and I think that that would have been helpful. However, I will I would say, like, that the Road Safety Authority has, their remit is, it does need addressing. And I think that it has been a welcome decision, by the Department, of Transport and the Minister Jack Chambers to have a review. Okay. And a review isn't saying that, we want to disband it, or we all want the Road Safety Authority to work and work well, but we need competence, or we need to see competence there. And I think it's just another point on that. I think that there, until, Liz O'Donnell is the current chair and has been chair for, she'll be finishing actually in, I think it's in October. And so who are we going to see come in set, you know, that's a new change. And the other thing in terms of also about the board of the RSA, we've got at the moment, the board has, I think I'm right in this. There's one legal person, one business person, two doctors and two accountants. And
anybody on it who's lost anybody?
No. My point on that is that was the case. We had Donna Price and we had Gillian Tracy. You remember Gillian from her son Kieran, Adrian.
There was an ad there.
Yes, there was a very famous ad on the drink drive, and he was a very young boy who died, and it had a huge impact across the country, I think, and still does. It's one of the historic
ones. That was the one, the other driver was drunk.
Yes.
That was the ad.
Yeah, it's very young.
The RSA is a small bit, like you said, just let's focus a little bit, though, I suppose, Neil, on what we can do as individuals, as road users, you, me, Fergal, Emer, anybody else around, anybody listening to us who's in their car or on their bike or about to get on their scooter or just about to walk to where they need to go. Derek was making a point before 10. Every road user has to be conscious.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Not just about the motorists.
Absolutely.
Not just every. So we're coming into a bank holiday weekend. Statistically, they're dangerous on the roads. How, as road users, can we prepare, do you think?
There is just so many, you know, there's so many ways to look at that. I suppose the word that's just jumping out for some reason this morning is patience. You know, patience on the road. You know, as in I'm talking about the regular driver, walker, cyclist or e-scooter, whoever. I'm not talking about somebody who has a drink or drugs on board or is speeding, but just in general, the patience to just give that extra second for somebody and always to expect the unexpected. You know, at these weekends, we see coffee being given out, you know, to Apple Green Garage for motorists and things like that. And, you know, that's fine, but they can seem a little bit gimmicky, those things. It's hard. It's difficult to know what we can say at a bank holiday weekend, because obviously horrendous fatal accidents and horrendous crashes happen every type of day. But unfortunately, statistics, as you say, at the bank holiday weekends, we don't seem to be getting the message across enough. And how do we do that? We need to find out. We need to look at, you know, and I think that's why younger voices are very welcome to us. Yeah.
Should we have the mindset, maybe, as road users, again, of any kind, should we have the mindset that it is a bank holiday weekend? We are going onto roads that are more dangerous. You know, it's a bit like an injured animal is more dangerous. They might bite you. An injured dog might bite you. These are statistically more dangerous weekends. So to be conscious when we sit into our car or get up on our bike, this road is more dangerous because of the weekend that's in it. Would that be a start?
I think so. It's regrettable, you know, but it's facing reality, isn't it, to have that attitude. Like, it would be lovely to be able to say, oh, well, you know, I was watching a thing a few months ago on roads in another country. I just can't remember where. I think it was Denmark. And they were saying about the mutual trust on the roads. And I thought that was an amazing phrase. Mm-hmm. I don't see mutual trust here.
Derek was talking about 410.
I missed Derek's piece now, sorry. Yeah.
Well, we'll be podcasting it later if you want to pick up on it. And we may make that. We all need to use the roads as road users. Whether we're cyclists, walkers, scooterists, that new term, whatever we do, drivers, trucks, buses, we all need to be road users. You'd agree with him there, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, like we have to put our own safety. You know, we have to protect ourselves also. But I do like on the more general terms, I think that the infrastructure and all of that, we have to have that as well, and we have to have a government, and we have to have the enforcement of Gardaí. But I will just pick up on a point that I saw the Shane Ross made in one of his articles. That was a couple of weeks back, maybe 3 weeks ago, on the Sunday the Sunday Independent, and he was saying that he feels that yes, there needs to be more enforcement by the Gardaí, but he feels that the Gardaí are being somewhat blamed the book has been passed a little bit too much just directed towards on Garda Síochána. And there is an element of truth to that. If the Department of Justice was to, you know, get more involved and give more teeth to behind the Gardaí, but I don't know, but I just thought it was an interesting point he was making. Just the other thing on that as well is the RSA it is a difficult relationship to have with the government, because obviously the government sort of are over them.
Funding him.
So it is difficult, because can they criticise enough? That's another matter.
The responsibility of us all as individual road users is probably a good one to focus on. Neil, we've told me Donna's story on more than one occasion, but I wanted to focus lastly with you on this. We talk so much about the people left behind. Mm-hmm. You're one of them. It changes your life, does it not? Talk to me about your life briefly.
Yes. I suppose the silence says it all, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's very difficult to explain. Like I just shared with you just before the show, like that, or before my segment, that I don't feel it's not as raw in terms of, like, you know, it has moved on, and I you know, I did get help with that. I had therapy and stuff before for a while. I think trauma is the issue more than grief after a road death, particularly something that people don't always, that haven't been directly affected, don't think on possibly, is that the injuries, the thought of the injury is actually nearly more than the actual visibility. Sometimes they're as violent as in murder cases in some cases. You know, I know it's not the same thing. I'm not in a second saying it's the same thing. But there's that sense of the shock to your system. And I remember, like, we weren't allowed to see Donna for, I forget how many days, 3 days or something, I think, afterwards. And now, it like without being graphic, like she looked fine when we did see her. I don't mean like that, but that sense of where your mind goes. And I read the injuries reports in the inquest papers. I just can't think of the proper term there. The coroner's report. Sorry, not that long, maybe a year and a bit ago, and like they're. It's so strange, you know. It's so strange when you read and you just, you know, Donna died of multiple traumatic injuries would be the phrase. And I do remember the first, like, but it goes more graphic, obviously, into it there. Yeah. But I remember Leanne, my other sister, and I were at the, there was a couple of short hearings before you get the actual inquest date and that. So it was very early on. And I remember they said that word. It was the first time we heard that term, multiple traumatic injuries. I think that's the term it was. I remember those three words for some reason. It was just, it really had a gut wrench.
Sure, I do. I can see your face as you sit opposite me here.
That's a long time ago now. That's 7.5-8 years ago.
Yeah. And I think you said to me that one of the recent incidents on the road involved a cyclist, and that hits you in the chest.
Yeah, there's a girl in Dublin. I think it was Dunleary area. Greta was her name, and she's only 22. Mm-hmm. And I don't know enough details to say more than that, but it just sounded similar. It was at a junction as well. I think it was a lorry involved.
You hear that, you go, what
struck me was that, I think it was that case. I saw I use Twitter or X a lot, and I just saw the photograph of the scene. Now, not of the, you know, not the bike ride, but just the cars and stuff. And I remember thinking, it just hit me then, whoever that is, their family don't know about that yet. And I can see a picture. And it's funny because it just brings it, it's a bit surreal when you go back. But I suppose that what I thought was from just a quote I read this morning from them, their family, I think was they seem to have the same attitude as I suppose I had back then, is to not put fear of God into people about cycling, but say, you know, keep cycling, but you know, we need to do something about safety. But you know, because I think that like when Donna died, one of the things I think that did come out of it in Dublin, because a lot of campaigners, like Dublin cycling groups and kind of the national ones as well, cyclists.ie, it's changed its name recently, and that, and the one down here in Cork, they did get behind, it was a bit of momentum, I think, when a younger person, and particularly a girl for some reason, I'm thinking on Tanya McAvoy as well, that died in Maynooth, I think that was. But look, unfortunately, somebody wakes up at the moment, somebody is waking up to news like this a few times a week, you know?
And every time, I think you're in their shoes.
Yeah, you feel it. Some more than others, I think. I think last year, it just been just particularly horrific crashes involving children and young people.
Yeah, Fergal's kind enough here to put our Emer has it. Greta Price Martin.
Yes, that's the name.
County Louth. She died and her bike was struck by a truck and she was cycling to work last
Yeah,
week.
So it's very similar
very
to Donna's.
Similar.
Yeah,
That must hurt you.
Yeah, it's I suppose you feel for the family, but it sometimes it can feel a little bit surreal what happened on it, and it can feel like a story got out there. And it certainly felt like that the first few years. For me now, I'm talking about Anne. I think that in the more recent years, I feel more connected to the actual loss than I would have at the time. At the time, I was wanting to do something and change things and get involved in things. But you miss the person more sometimes as time goes on, and you wonder what their life would have been like.
Is it fair to say that, Neil Leslie, something that drives you, and at the very start of this I said, if it hadn't been for the circumstances of your life, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, no.
Is it fair to say that one of the things that drives you is you want no other family, no other sibling to go through what you go through day to day?
Of course, yeah. That's a huge part of it. I think another part is to remember my sister and to protect cyclists. And also, I suppose, my whole campaigning stuff over the years has been not so much from the morbid perspective, as I phrase it rightly or wrongly, but more about the living, the people like yourself or me or the whoever's down on Patrick Street at the moment or whichever on the main streets of the city or around the country, that going about their business, they're going from A to B on a daily basis, a normal day, to do whatever I can, if I'm using my voice or using my sister's story or getting involved in political things or whatever I'm doing, can have any you know, a tiny help in that. Mm. You know, if one person listens, yeah, that might be a help. So,
well, maybe in the last 20 minutes or so, somebody, one person has listened. Neil, thank you very much.
Thank you so much
for coming in, and we'll no doubt talk again. Neil Fox, as we head into a bank holiday weekend on the roads, just be careful. All of us, don't have the cyclist be looking at the driver, don't have the driver look at the cyclist, don't have anyone. All of us, every single one of us that sets foot on our roads in any way, shape or form, we have a responsibility to each other over the next few days.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.